Hello, and I am delighted to welcome today two members of the team at the Observatory Science Centre. We have got Niamh and we have got Colin. Hi, Niamh.
Hi.
Hi, Colin.
Hello.
And I think what we need to do is just check out some of the everyday happenings and questions that we get from people when they visit the Observatory Science Centre at Hurstman Zoo. So, okay, I'm going to throw the first question out there. What do you do when someone says to you quite seriously, is the earth flat?
There's just a long sigh. And I would ask why. Why would you think that? I would like at least an explanation, I think, before I just shut them down. Because, you know, they might be looking at sources, which I may look at again and say, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting that you... facts of life come from this place. But I'd like to know why. That's quite interesting.
That is. What about you, Colin?
I'd give them my best look of disappointment and say no.
Okay. That really isn't very helpful, though, if they believe that the Earth is, flat.
if they kept asking, I'd say, you know, this is why it's not flat, because you'd keep accelerating, which is... wouldn't work. He's at a point where he can't accelerate, then their theory of how gravity works would fall apart. But you kind of sometimes need to get them to be asking you things, or else you end up entrenched in your view.
It's quite tricky, isn't it? Especially when you've got audience and you can't focus your attention on just that one person. Okay, I'm going to come up with another one that has come up twice in the last week. What do you say when a child of the age of 5 says, can you explain to me what's the other side of a black hole? We'll start with you, Colin, on this one.
I have had this kind of a few times, and it's... you have to get across to them that it's... there's not really anything on the other... side of it. It's still round, so it's... you've got black hole on the other side, but it's... you kind of have to explain there isn't really anything on the other side that we know of. You can say you put something in, but you won't get it back out again.
Okay. So would you go as far as to talk about spaghettification?
Well, yeah, it's a kid. They love the sound of spaghettification. You jump in and your feet stretch out, and you just kind of turn into a really long bit of spaghetti. You play it up a bit.
Okay. Well, what about you, Niamh?
Well, the thing is, we had a school run the other day, and there were year threes, and I don't remember doing that much science. I did all the interesting stuff, but didn't really know how it happened. And this teacher said that they're doing black hole theory in class, and I was just like, what? So I think most children now know more than me from the age of about 8. So no comment here.
They are extraordinary, their knowledge, you're right. I mean, the whole topic of space, I felt quite virtuous knowing my planets by the time I left school. Okay. So, what has been one of your best questions from a visitor? Doesn't have to be a child.
I had a 6 or 7-year-old ask how to build a time machine.
Excellent. And how did you answer that?
I slowly explained what I could of relativity to them without trying to overcomplicate it, and they just had a blank, glazed look on their face. I think I went a bit too far.
What about you, Niamh?
Someone phoned in, mm-hmm. and I was like, hello, good morning, blah, blah, blah. And, they asked me, what satellite is above us right now?
Oh,
I didn't really know what to say to that. They phoned in specifically for us. Maybe they thought we tracked them or something.
Yeah.
But I was a bit stunned. I was like, oh no, what do I answer?
And
I
refer them to a satellite app tracker, I think, on that one.
Yeah, I was a bit like, oh, I'm really sorry. I can't actually answer that. But it made me laugh.
It's amazing, actually, that as a team here, we all respond to the same questions in a different way. I know that obviously we got the telescopes from former home of the Royal Observatory here, and I know for me one of the most common questions I get asked is, how far can you see? Well, for me it's whether I've got my glasses on or not. So what would you say?
That's one of the ones where it actually does depend, because if you're looking through them, it depends on the eyepiece. It's the ratio of the focal lengths. But if they're just talking about generally it's taking a picture, it kind of just depends on how long it's pointed at something.
Yeah. What about you?
I'd ask how much was the telescope, and then we'd go from there.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. It's funny, I mean, throughout the last year, everything has slightly changed slightly, and I know that there's been a lot of kids and adults, actually, that have decided to take up the subject and have asked Dr. Google the answer to everything, and kind of believe the first search So we seem to be getting more random questions than ever before. It is a tricky one. And I mean, obviously for us as a tourist attraction, we're not doing up-to-date research and things, but obviously it's great to get people asking questions, not just about astronomy, but science in general. And for me, there is one big ticket question, and it is, what's gravity? You can't avoid the question. I know you have to be somewhat selective to your target audience on how you answer, but what's your stock answer?
I don't really have a stock answer. That's the thing. I never answer a question the same way each time. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how people can have like a same answer, because every time someone asks me a question, I genuinely do go home and look it up. And then the next time I get asked, I'm a bit more informed.
Niamh, you are just amazing, aren't you? And that's why we're lucky to have you. That's amazing. Oh, my goodness me. Yeah, no, that is a real tricky one, the whole gravity thing.
That is tricky.
So, Colin, what is your response to the big gravity question?
Again, it comes down to kind of like target audience. If it's someone that can kind of vaguely at least grasp the concept of what relativity is in space-time, it's the curvature of space-time. It's that little dent in it. So you just say you can't actually get out of it. It's everywhere. And if it's someone younger, just say heavy things have gravity, so it gets attracted to those. So the Earth has a lot of gravity. It's just near heavy things.
Okay, so you heard it here first. The perfect stock answer from the Observatory Science Centre on tackling the gravity question. Okay, I'm going to put you both on the spot now.
Oh, gosh.
I know. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. Okay, so if you were to choose your favourite exhibit here, and why, and how you would explain it to anyone listening to this podcast that can't see it, what would your favourite exhibit be?
I'd actually have to go with the orrery. It's just kind of nice to watch all the planets go around in the mechanical way at the right rates.
Okay. I think that's a bit of a cop-out, because people can probably... Yeah, but people can probably visualise that. I'm gonna press you for another one there.
I like the tornado.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, the water tornado.
Yeah. You've got something that boils water at the bottom, which makes water vapour go up, and you've got, fans that blow it around so it starts spinning, and you can put your hand in it and disrupt it briefly.
It is. It's like playing with the weather, isn't it? Okay. Sorry, Niamh, it's your turn.
It's my turn.
It is.
I'm stuck between actually two vacuum-y kind of exhibits. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going either the vacuum chair, because I feel like the first time I came here after, you know, last visit was probably primary school, that was the first thing that I really wanted to try when no one was around. And I didn't even want other people who were training to see me do it, because I was like, it's so childish. But who doesn't want to sit on a chair, press two buttons and go, whee, up in the... Like, who doesn't want to do that? If not, when there's children around in the corridor, you know where there's like the ends of Hoovers and you've got the ball and you're, you know, going through the loops.
Yes.
And you're making it hover. You know, every time I get that out and get it through the loop.
Like the really Bernoulli blower?
Yeah. When like, you know, when you do it really easy, kids are like, oh my gosh, then can I have a go? Can I have a go? I'm like, yeah, you can have a go.
You're magic.
Yeah.
No, it's science.
I've got skills. So they love it. They love it. So.
Okay. So is there any one particular moment you've encountered when doing a tour?
A moment. A good or a bad moment.
Well, I think bad are quite good to remember.
I mean, yesterday the dome didn't stop spinning and I had my heart in my mouth.
Oh my goodness.
I was like... And it got to the point where people in the audience realised something was going wrong, because I was going, this isn't meant to be happening, but you've got to stay cheery because it's still the tour. And it just kept going and going. I was like, what if it just never stops spinning? Like, I was thinking irrationally. I was like, what if it just carries on and then I'm going to have to, like, get a manager, but it's just going to be spinning and people are going to be sat in there watching this dome just going round and round.
You even asked if it would unscrew itself.
No, someone else did. That was not me. Uh-huh. Someone asked in the audience. They said, will it come off like a top? I was like, no, it won't. Please don't say that, though. Because I was scared someone might say something and then actually jinx it and then something bad would happen.
Don't you find, though, that it doesn't matter who's in here? And however, I don't know, anything happens, the minute you open those dome doors, and you start rotating the roof of the dome, there's just this moment of awe and wonder from your audience. Yeah. So actually, maybe, is the roof going to unscrew itself? Isn't such a random question. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's what's been a good experience?
On a tour, specifically. Mm-hmm. I like it when people go out of their way and wait until the end till everyone's gone and just tell me how great my tour was. I know it seems really cringy. And
everything, not but, at all.
But
not...
actually, and it's really nice. And when people do it, and especially when they wait until everyone's gone, so it's not like, you know, they're being nice in front of their family or anything. It's when they actually, like... you know, take me to the side and say, oh my gosh, like, you know so much, and I really enjoyed that, like, I was listening to every word you were saying. Can I also say, though, when a school is around, this has to be my favourite moment, like, possibly ever, and I've told Colin this, and it's made me feel elite ever since, okay? It's made me feel elite. We're playing Robot Arms with the children, and this year five sat me down and said, honestly, Niamh, I think you're really, really cool. And...
You had a moment. I think you're having a moment recalling it.
I couldn't. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And she doesn't understand how happy that made me feel. But it just...
never forget that either.
I won't. And it's the fact that she proper sat me down. I was a bit worried, like, oh, is she going to, like, what's going to go on? And she just told me I was cool.
Brilliant. Oh, I'm so pleased you've got your moment.
Yeah.
In that memory jar. Absolutely. What about you? What's been your finest?
This is probably a bit of a cop-out because it's a bit similar to Niamh's, but I was doing a tour, it was a public one, and most of the audience was kind of on the older side, and I actually managed to actually talk with them for about an hour and 45 minutes without realising.
Good grief!
They just kept asking questions. It was great because they would ask a question, I'd be able to respond to it, and it was less given me giving a tour, them listening to just... It was more of a... How does this... it works like that. What about that? It was a back and forth, really, with that one. So it... And, you know, even when they started leaving, I still had a few come back and say, ask... Actually, I didn't want to ask because I didn't want to sound stupid. There's no real stupid questions, but it's nice having that kind of one-to-one interaction with someone.
Definitely.
Even in that big group.
I think that's it. When you find you set out to show something, anything, really, to someone here, and you get that... audience participation, engagement, it really makes it worthwhile doing. And actually, you find you go completely off topic, but it gives people the opportunity to ask the questions that perhaps, like you say, they may feel is a little bit silly, but it's not. And a great opportunity to get those questions answered. It's lovely to be able to fill in those gaps of knowledge. So, okay, well, I'm really thrilled to have had a chance to catch up with you two today and hear your moments from being here at the observatory. Yeah, I hope the summer goes well for you both and catch up with you again soon. So, take care and till the next time. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Wait, you can't see me waving.